Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, come on. With all you kids, I should be able to hear it. Great. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see all of you here on this Easter morning. You know, I was going to have you do some things, and I had brought some color crayons in that, because one thing that I was going to have you do is I was going to have you all draw out an angel. Now, I don't have enough crayons for everybody, so I'm just going to ask you this question. If I was to have you draw an angel, what would that angel look like? What would he be doing? Jacob?
Flying.
He'd be flying. That's right. Some of you might do it because we think about angels, especially when they came and they visited Jesus visited the shepherds and then on Christmas. We saw the angels in the sky and they were singing Jesus' praise. Is there any other ways you might draw an angel? Lily? Playing basketball. I don't know about playing basketball. But you know, sometimes, you know, a lot of times when we hear about angels and that, we see angels flying. Some of us see angels standing up. Some of them walking and those kind of different things. But how many of you would think about drawing an angel sitting down? Do you think about that? Well, in our text for today, in our gospel lesson today, we had Jesus who was laid in the tomb that morning, okay? And there was Mary Magdalene, and there was Mary that was coming to because they had to do some more things with Jesus because it was the Sabbath day. It was a special day. There was only so many things they could do. So they were coming back to visit the tomb. But when they got there, they heard this real loud rumble. It was an earthquake. And then when they looked at the tomb, the stone had been rolled away. And who was sitting there? But it was an angel that was sitting there. Remember hearing that just a little bit ago? The angel was sitting on the rock. And, you know, people were kind of scared about that, too. In fact, the Roman soldiers that were there, they were so scared, they were petrified. They couldn't move. In fact, the text said they were like dead men. They just couldn't move. But you know, there was the angel sitting there, and when both of the Marys came up, they went to the angel, and he was sitting there. What do you think that he started to do? What did he do?
He talked to them and told them, go tell good news that Jesus.
That's right, he did. But you know what? There's a word for what they did there, because they sat there, and he told them, he started to teach them, right? You know, a lot of times when we saw Jesus, as he was going around, what he would do is he would sit down and he would teach his disciples. And really, that's a neat thing for us to understand, is because we've heard the story about Jesus and resurrection, right? We've heard the Easter story before, most of us, haven't we? You guys have heard about the Easter story? But let me ask you this, because the angel says, don't be afraid, right? How many times in our life are we afraid? Gazillion times. Yeah, we are. I know even pastor gets scared sometimes. You see, the thing about it is though, that's what the angel does. But see, that's what it is when we go to Sunday school. We're taught about Jesus because sometimes we forget. Sometimes we get scared and we forget that Jesus says, don't be afraid. And so that's really what we are. And what I want you to take from the story, and we'll talk a little bit more about the story in the sermon. But what I want you guys to take from it is to remember that what the angel does is he comes to us and he teaches us. But you know, God teaches us. He teaches us when we're in Sunday school. He teaches us when we're in church. He teaches us when he simply reads the Bible. And he just reminds us that we always have to trust in him. Because he raised from the dead. Isn't that a neat thing? And that's what Easter is all about. Well, you all have been very good. So can you all pray with me? Let's fold our hands. Dear Jesus. Thank you. For dying on the cross. So I don't have to be. Afraid. But thank you. For rising again. Taking away my sins so that I can celebrate Easter every day of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. You all are very good today. You all can go back and sit down, and you can tell everybody, proclaim to everybody, we're going to sing our sermon hymn, okay? Tell them.
We're going to sing our
hymn. A little more excitement, Lily.